E-learning is a vast and growing field for students in elementary schools through college and into professional life. These short samples cover science, reading comprehension, history, math, and music. Enjoy. You were great. Click me if you need help answering any of these questions. Comparing. Reread the highlighted text in each passage. Think about what Kayla and Kevin have in common. For each choice, ask yourself, is this true about each story? The correct answer is A. Kayla and Kevin are both on a trip and like to be active. Which one is a fact you figured out by reading the passages? The correct answer is B. Something happens to each of them that might spoil their trips. Nice work. It's impossible to point to a single moment or musical performance that signaled the beginning of rock and roll. Like jazz, rock and roll drew on many styles that had been around for a long time. Blues, country, boogie-woogie, western swing, and others. Good God, I miss money. In Georgia, a young man named Richard Penniman took the stage name of Little Richard and mixed boogie-woogie piano with high-energy gospel-influenced vocals to create a rock and roll prototype that was soon being imitated all over the world. My Math Lab and Math Excel are the most successful and widely used online educational software in college mathematics today. Students who study using My Math Lab and Math Excel learn more and consistently get better grades. My Math Test is a flexible online system for building your own placement tests and short refresher programs. Most exciting of all is the new Math Excel Player V2. You and your students can now do online exercises on either Macs or PCs, and you can use the browser of your choice. Check out these brief tours for all the details. To make bread, get out the flour, sugar, yeast, and salt first. Next, put each ingredient in the bread machine along with some water. Then set the timer and start the machine. When the machine beeps, take the bread out of the machine and let it cool. Finally, slice the bread and share it with your family. Magnetism was first recognized as a property of a naturally occurring mineral that today is called lodestone. About 600 BCE, Greek shepherds noted that bits of a certain kind of stone would stick to the iron tips of their staffs, but nothing besides the novelty of the phenomenon was understood. As early as 1000 CE, people knew that if pieces of lodestone were floated on corks placed in water, the stones could be used as crude compasses. In 1600, William Gilbert tested the magnetism phenomenon extensively and found that the two ends of a magnet always behave differently. He called the ends the North Pole and the South Pole. He also found that opposite poles attract and similar poles repel one another. His work explained the behavior of the lodestone compass. He speculated that the entire Earth is a magnet, complete with its own set of poles. The correct answer is B. Many people have invented items that we use every day. When Yugo's alarm went off at 7 o'clock, she jumped out of bed. Once she was dressed, she went downstairs for breakfast with her family. Yugo left for school at 8:05, with plenty of time to catch the bus. On her way to the bus stop, she stopped to pet Mrs. Henry's cat, Ginger. Suddenly, Yugo looked up. Was that the school bus at the bus stop? Oh, no! It was 8:15, and she was going to miss the bus. Yugo ran, but the bus had already left. Yugo ran all the way to school and got there just as the 8:30 bell rang. Next time, she would pet Ginger on the way home from school.